This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday toured the area of the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. Damaged this week by Hurricane Idalia, notably absent was any interaction with Governor Ron DeSantis, the presidential candidate or a Republican candidate. Presidential candidate, VOA Jeff Custer.
DeSantis' staff had suggested a meeting with Biden would hinder hurricane response efforts, and DeSantis chose not to accompany the Democratic president. Biden's federal disaster chief says her team and the governor's team worked collectively to agree on an area that Biden could visit. Speaking to reporters after the tour, Biden pushed back on the idea DeSantis was playing politics regarding his visit.
Well, no, I'm not disappointed. He may have had other reasons, but he did help us plan this. He sat with FEMA and decided where we should go, where would be the least disruption. And I'm very pleased, the guy who we don't agree very much at all.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Taiwan has suspended flights, rail transport, and ferry services, along with classes and outdoor events, and it's urging workers to stay home as the island prepares for the arrival of Typhoon Haiku. Pope Francis started his visit to Mongolia by praising the country's religious freedom dating back to Genghis Khan.
The Pope was greeted by an illustrious ceremony of honor guards and cavalry in the capital's main square. Francis's arrival in Mongolia marks the first ever papal visit to the Asian nation, which is home to one of the world's newest and smallest Catholic communities. At the presidential palace, he praised Mongolia's tradition of religious liberty. Later in the day, Francis met with bishops and missionaries at St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in the capital. He arrived to cheers of Viva el Papa.
And that is correspondent Karen Chalmers. This is VOA News. Following the moon landing, India's space agency launched a rocket Saturday to study the sun in its first solar mission. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
It aims to study solar winds that can cause disturbances on Earth, commonly seen as auroras. Scientists clapped during the Indian Space Research Organization's live broadcast as a rocket left a trail of smoke and fire in its wake on Saturday. India's space agency later said on the social media platform X that the satellite was now in orbit. Named after the Hindi word for the sun, the Aditya L-1 spacecraft took flight barely a week after India beat Russia to become the first country to land on the south pole of the moon. The Aditya L-1 is designed to travel 930,000 miles over 4 months, far short of the sun, which is around 93 million miles from Earth. Scientists hope to learn more about the effect of solar radiation on the thousands of satellites in orbit.
Mohamed El-Fayed, the flamboyant Egypt-born businessman whose son was killed in a car crash with Princess Diana's, died a day before the crash anniversary at the age of 94.
El-Fayed, the longtime owner of Harrods department store and the Fulham Football Club, spent years mourning the loss of his son, Dodi. After the crash which killed his son and Princess Diana, El-Fayed fought the British establishment, which he blamed for their deaths. El-Fayed was convinced that Dodi and Diana were killed in a conspiracy, masterminded by Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II. A family statement said he passed away peacefully on the 30th of August of old age. Karen Chamas, London.
Gabon's opposition leaders accusing the family of the recently ousted president of engineering his removal from power as a way of retaining their control in the oil-rich Central African nation. Albert Ondo Osa says in an interview with the Associated Press that the junta, who ousted the president on Wednesday, did not engage in a coup, but rather a palace revolution in order to continue their family's reign. The comments come days after soldiers toppled President Ali Bongo and put him in under house arrest, accusing him of irresponsible governance at risk leading the country into chaos. Soldiers then put Bongo's cousin, the head of the elite Republican Guard, in charge. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.